مقام محمود الذي وعده الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worship of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. The season which we are in is a time or a season in which illnesses and sickness and disease spreads amongst many of the people. And so the hospitals become full with old and young, men and women. Allah Jalla fil Ula, He has decreed disease and illness to occur throughout the year. And these illnesses, they differ. Some are more dangerous than others. Some of the sickness, perhaps a person will be cured by the decree of Allah. Whereas other sickness, people die from. Some of the diseases, they come suddenly. Other diseases are gradual. So illness, disease and becoming sick is a decree of Allah. And it occurs throughout the year. However, especially in this time, because of the weather, there are common illness such as flu and cold, fever and so on and so forth. And no doubt, ibadallah, this dunya, this abode, it is darul ibtila. It is an abode of testing in which people are tested by loss and calamities. So there has to be some loss. There has to be calamity. There has to be some sacrifice that every person goes through throughout his life. And no doubt, marad, illness, becoming sick and diseases, this is a type of calamity. In fact, it is from the greatest types of calamities. One of the most severe tests which a person can go through. Because a person's health is one of the most precious things that a person possesses. And therefore a loss of health, a danger to that health, is a severe calamity that a person is afflicted with. And this is more so when it becomes long and the cure becomes difficult. However, we have to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a hikmah. He has a wisdom in everything which He decrees. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, He ordered us to think about our reality, to ponder over our reality. And illness, disease and sickness is a reality which we live in. So if a Muslim ponders over disease and illness, and he or she is patient and hopes for the reward in Allah, he realized that there are many benefits, much wisdom, when a person becomes ill. From the wisdom and the benefits of becoming ill is that firstly, it is a reason and a cause for the sins to be forgiven. Whenever a Muslim is touched by an illness, in fact by any type of calamity, then by this, Allah is forgiving their sins, expiating their sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari, he said, "Ma yusibul Muslim min nasabin," that a Muslim is not afflicted by a nasab. And a nasab is any fatigue in the dunya, any type of fatigue, any type of tiredness, even over the matters of the dunya. Wala wasabin, or an illness. Wala hammin, or an anxiety, i.e. a mental anxiety. Wala huzunin, or a sadness and a grief. Wala adha, or a harm. Wala ghammin, or a severe worry or anguish. Illa kaffarallahu biha min khataya, except that Allah will expiate and forgive his sins because of all of these. Nasab, any tiredness in the dunya, any fatigue in the dunya. Wasab, any physical ailment. Ham, any mental anxiety. Huzn, any sadness. Adha, any type of harm. Gham, any severe mental anguish. Illa kaffar Allahu biha khataya, except that Allah forgives for him his sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا يزال البلاء بالمسلم في نفسه وماله وولده, that whenever a Muslim is afflicted by any type of loss, any type of difficulty in his own self, his own body, or his wealth, or even his child, حتى يلقى الله, and he stays upon this calamity until he meets Allah, then he said, وليس عليه خطيئة, he will meet Allah and he has no sins upon him. That throughout this long term loss in his self or his family or his wealth, Allah keeps forgiving and forgiving and forgiving until he meets Allah and he does not have any sin upon him. And this is even the most minor form of difficulty. Even a thorn which pricks a Muslim, if he is a person of Iman, if he is a person of Tawheed, if they are patient, then even the pricking of a thorn is an expiation. Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates, مَا مِن مُصِيبَةٍ تُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمِ إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَنْهُ حَتَّى شَوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا. She said, there is no difficulty which comes upon a Muslim except that Allah forgives for him his sins, even if it is a thorn which pricks a person's finger. And the hadith is in Al-Bukhari. So if a person understands this and understands the wisdom of Allah in this illness, then he's pleased with the illness and he's patient over this illness, because he knows that his sins of the Akhirah are being forgiven. So a Muslim, he prefers to go through difficulty in this dunya as opposed to the difficulty of the Akhirah. And each time in which the loss is more severe and the illness is more painful, then the more sins are being forgiven. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he would visit an ill person, he would say, La ba's tuhuran insha'Allah. He would say, no problem. This illness is no problem. Why? Tuhur. Because it is purification for you. Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah. Meaning, if you are patient and you are upon tawheed and you hope for the reward in Allah and you understand the hikmah of Allah, then this is tuhur. Then this is a purification for you. And this is the sunnah of visiting the ill person. That you go, firstly you lessen the effect of the illness upon him. La ba's, this illness isn't a problem, it isn't too severe. And then you make dua for him, tahur, that this is a purification for you, insha'Allah. And you remind him of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, from the wisdom behind illness is that it can be a cause for the status of a person to be raised, the rank of a person to be elevated. And the most beautiful example we have is Ayyub alayhi salam. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, Nabiullah, he lost his family. He was exiled from his land. And then he was afflicted by a painful illness in his skin. And then he called out to Allah. Allah mentions in the Quran, Wa Ayyub, meaning remember the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Idh nada rabbahu, when he called out to his Lord, he said, Anni massani ad-dur. He said, Oh my Lord, I have been afflicted with much harm. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. So Allah said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So we answered him. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرْ. And we removed the difficulty from him. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ. And we returned his family to him. وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. And we gave him something similar to them. رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. As a form of mercy from us. وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And a reminder for every worshipper. And Allah said in the Quran, regarding those people who show patience when they are afflicted by a calamity, He said, أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا. Those people, whenever they are afflicted by any type of calamity, what do they say? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, to Allah we belong, and to Allah we will return. This is التوحيد. What is their reward? Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Those people, Allah praises them. وَرَحْمَةٌ. And those people, for them is mercy from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And those are the people who are guided. So the praise of Allah for those people, and the mercy of Allah for those people, and the fact that Allah called them guided because they went through the difficulty. So these difficulties in our lives, ayyuhal ibad, from illness and loss, disease and sickness, it is an avenue for a person's rank to be raised. So nobody should think that an illness, it is a punishment from Allah. Rather, for the people of Tawheed and Iman, it raises their ranks. In fact, it can be an indicator and a sign that Allah loves you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. That whenever Allah loves a group of people, He tests them. He sends calamities in their ways. Perhaps they do become sick, or they are exiled. They lose their family members. And this is an indicator of the love of Allah for that person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. Whenever Allah loves a group of people, He afflicts them with calamities and difficulties. And for this reason, إِنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ ابْتِلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء. The most severe people who faced difficulties, the severe difficulties, were the anbiya, were the messengers. Why? Because they are the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. And then those who follow the prophets close, they are the next in line for difficulties. And then those who follow them, they are the next in line for difficulties. The more Allah loves a person, the more He tests that person. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرَّضَى. So whoever is pleased with the decree of Allah, for him Allah is pleased with. وَمَنْ سَخَطْ فَلَهُ السَّخَطْ. And whoever is displeased with the decree of Allah, then Allah is displeased with him. From the wisdoms and the benefits of becoming ill, is that a person returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looks at his weakness. He remembers the sins. How many people have fled away from Allah? How many people are negligent of Allah? How many people are delving in ma'asi, in sinning? Whenever a person is healthy, well, strong, he has money, the shaitan lures him to the shahawat, to the desires of the dunya. And so he forgets his protector. He forgets his guardian. And then when Allah afflicts him with loss in his wealth, or an illness in his health, then he remembers how weak he is. Then he remembers his Lord Jalla fil Ula. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we sent messengers to those who came before you. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. And we afflicted them with difficulties and anxieties, he said, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so they can become humble, so they can have humility, so they return to Allah, so they can submit to Allah. He said, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We test them with some good things. We also test them with some harm. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so they return back to Allah. So a person's illness, a person's loss in his health or his family or his wealth is an avenue for a person to return back to Allah. And Allah told us about those people who, despite going through loss and Allah testing them, they do not return back to Allah. He said, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا. Why is it when the difficulty from Allah came to them, تَضَرَّعُوا, they did not show submission to Allah? He said, وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, because their hearts, they became hardened. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Shaytan, he beautified for them the sins which they used to do. And also, from the benefits of illness and disease and illness and ailments is that it removes arrogance from a person. It removes haughtiness and pride from a person. Allah said, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Verily, man transgresses, exceeds the limits, oppresses other people. When? أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. When he sees himself self-sufficient, when he has wealth and money, when he's strong and healthy, he starts to oppress other people. He starts to transgress against their limits. And then Allah brings upon him, he tests him with a difficulty. He tests him with an illness or an ailment. And then he remembers how weak he is. So this person, after he was strong, he becomes weak. After he was healthy, he becomes ill. After he was wealthy, he becomes poor. And then he remembers how weak he is in front of Allah. And that only Allah can remove this difficulty from him. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ. If Allah afflicts you with a difficulty, then nobody can remove the difficulty except him. And also from the great wisdom and benefit in becoming ill is that if a person used to do righteous actions when he was healthy, when he becomes ill and he is not able to do righteous actions, his reward continues. A person used to fast when he was healthy, now he has become ill and is not able to fast, the reward continues as if he is fasting. A person used to stand and pray Nawafil Qiyam al-Layl when he was healthy, now that person has become old and is not able to pray standing Qiyam al-Layl anymore, even when he is ill and old, it's as if he is praying. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ, that whenever a person becomes ill or he is traveling, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُهُ صَحِيحًا مُقِيمًا, then Allah writes for him the reward of that which he used to do when he was well and when he was resident. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the battle of Tabuk, when the companions, they left on this difficult battle in the month of Ramadan, in summer, and they traveled hundreds of miles to the north in Tabuk, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to the companions, he said, inna bil Madina aqwam, he said, verily in Medina there are some people, ma sirtum masiran, you have not traveled a path, wala qata'tum wadiyan, and you have not gone through a valley, illa kanu ma'akum, however they are with you. This jihad which you are fighting, this journey which you are taking, this difficulty which you are going through, those people who are sitting in Medina, they have the same reward as you. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, wa hum bil Medina muqimun, those people, they are in Al-Medina, they are resident, they aren't traveling. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, habasahum al-udhar, that they have been held back by a necessity, an illness, old age, female family members, so they are not able to travel with you. And yet, because of this necessity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wrote for them the jihad and the journey and every other reward. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah says to an angel when a person becomes ill, "Uktubu li 'abdi ma kana ya'mal min salihil a'mal." He says to the angel when the person becomes ill, "Write for my slave, for my worshipper, that which he used to do from his righteous actions. When he was well, when he was healthy, he used to do righteous actions. Now he cannot do them anymore. Write for him the reward." As if he is fasting and praying and giving in charity. And for this reason, a Muslim, whilst we are healthy, and whilst Allah has given us wealth, we should try to do as many righteous actions as we can. So then when a person becomes poor, or when a person becomes old, weak or ill, then the righteous actions, they continue. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله استغفر الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد أيها العباد, whilst a person is ill, there are certain etiquettes that a person should maintain. The first of these etiquettes is as-sabr, patience. That a person should remain patient throughout the loss or throughout the illness that he or she is suffering. And Allah said in the Quran, addressing the people of Iman, He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. O people of Iman, seek help from Allah through your sabr, through your patience, and through your salah. Verily, Allah is with those people who are patient. Also, from the etiquettes of being ill is that even if a person is touched by a severe illness, he always maintains a good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is called husn al-dhan, having a good thought about Allah, having a good opinion about Allah. Because Allah does not decree anything except that it contains a wisdom. And contemplate the saying of Nabiullah Ayyub alayhi salam. What did he say when he called out to his Lord? He said, "Anni massani ad-dur." He said, "Oh my Lord, I've been afflicted by a severe difficulty." And then what did he say? He said, "Wa anta arhamur rahimin." That you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Subhanallah. Exiled from his land, lost his family members, rejected by his people, severe difficulty and illness upon his skin. And yet he says, "Anta arhamur rahimin." You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. And this is husn al-dhan. This is having a good thought about Allah Jalla fil ula. And also from the etiquettes is that a person, whilst he is ill, should remain balanced. Balanced between two things. Between fearing Allah and hoping in Allah. Both of these things have to come together like the two wings of a bird, between hope and fear. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered upon a person who was ill. And the Prophet said to him, "How do you find yourself? What are you thinking about?" And the person replied, he said, "Arjullah wa akhafu dhanbi." He said, "I hope in Allah, but I fear for my sins." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Majtama'a fi qalbi 'abdin fi mithli hadha al-mawtin." He said that whenever a person in his heart he has these thoughts in this type of situation, then a'tahu Allahu ma tamanna wa sarafa 'anhu ma yakrah. Then Allah will give him what he hopes, i.e. the mercy of Allah, and he will save from him that which he fears, i.e. the punishment of Allah jalla fil 'ula. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة